We're going to call this the Division of the Property Tax and Local Sales Tax Division to order. And before we start this very, very exciting meeting, there is a group of students from Princeton High School, government students in the back. And let's all, as members, welcome them to the committee. And just for your information, I teach government, senior government at Dilworth, Rinn, and Felton up by Fargo-Moorhead. And what a great year to be students in government with all the elections going on and the U.S. Senate race recount and just all of this. And now in the midst of a huge budget deficit in the state of Minnesota, which is going to be talked a lot. So hopefully you learned something from this meeting today, and have a good day here at the Capitol, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Representative Detmer.
Chairman Marquardt, Princeton High School. Anybody know my brother, Mr. Detmer?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a brother that teaches at Princeton High School for over 30 years. It's Lou Detmer.
Okay.
And make sure you say hi to him for me. Tell him you met the good-looking one. Okay? Thank you.
Representative Detmer, what does he teach? What does your brother teach?
He teaches in the physical education department.
Okay.
He also is assistant football coach. And he also was a head girls softball coach for many years, but not anymore. But make sure you say hi to Mr. Detmer from his brother.
So, Representative Detmer, he doesn't coach any wrestling? He didn't follow the...
He used to.
Very good. All right. That's well. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I also would like to thank Representative Lanning for chairing the meeting last week in my absence. I appreciate that very much. Not only did I hear the meeting went very well, I didn't listen to it on tape. And it sounded like it went very well. So that's good. And Vice Chair Dietrich, thank you so much. And Ms. Schill for your presentation and all the staff and members. So I appreciate that very much. A little bit, I think we have a quorum here. So let's do the minutes, first of all. We have minutes from Wednesday, January 21st. Do I hear a motion to approve? Mm-hmm. Representative Lanning moves to approve these minutes. Is any discussion? If not, we have minutes to approve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The motion prevails. A little bit of the schedule and time frame, and I did meet with members over the last couple days, but this is for the audience also, of course, but here's what we're looking at in division. Next week, which I think would be February 4th, we will be listening to the governor's proposal dealing with specifically the property tax aids and credits area. Also in tax committee, we'll kind of do the overall kind of the tax side, but we will also focus more on property taxes here. And what I'm looking at is would be about 45 to 50 minutes of listening to the governor's proposal, questions and so forth, and then allowing audience members to have comments regarding that. So groups out there, individuals who'd like to comment on the governor's plan next week would be an opportunity to do that. Also, next Monday in taxes is when we will have the overview on the property tax area of taxes. Right now, the overall tax committee is hearing about income tax and sales tax and corporate franchise tax, but next Monday, since taxes need to also know about the property tax area, we're going to do it there. And so Representative Scott and Representative Detmer, who are not on the tax committee, that is 10:30 on Monday.
No, 2:45.
Oh. Yeah, that's in the morning. That's, I'm not trying to have you miss that meeting. 2:45 on Monday. 2:45 on Monday will be the property tax overview. Also, the rest of February, kind of in long term, looking at hearing the just general property tax bills during February. And I suppose at that time,
towards maybe the end of February sometime would also include Green Acres and some of those. But looking at kind of not the non-budget items in February, we don't know what the deadline is for sure, but if it's like 2007, the deadline for the division would be near the end of March. So my thoughts are that during the month of March is when we would come back and really deal again with the budget. Once we have our target, looking at, again, what are our priorities and going from there. Now, on the agenda, I think, was something to refer to going over a survey. And when I met with Representative Lannon, we came to the conclusion that maybe a survey of having folks rank their priorities might be a bit premature at this point. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, but ultimately we will be setting priorities, but we just think there's just a lot more that needs to be flushed out, and I was glad that Representative Lannon, and we kind of talked about that and thought, there's a lot to that, and it might even be a little better when we find out a target and know just how deep the cuts are going to have to be. And so March then would be where we talk about the budget, and then also we're going to talk about some working groups. There are three main working groups that we'll talk about later that will each develop their own bill, and we will be taking an entire meeting to hear each one of those bills, and that would be in March too. So that's just kind of laying things out. So if you're interested in getting bills, the herd and property tax division, ones that don't deal with the budget, that type of thing, I would think about doing that in February and getting those bills in, because once March hits, it's going to be budget, 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 and so forth. So any Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's kind of off topic, but I'm just wondering, since we have a school group here today, maybe we should fight about something, make it a little bit more entertaining for them. I can just make something up if you want. That's cool, but I'm just...
Representative Garofalo, I'm not going to take you up on that today. I'm just not quite ready for all that excitement. So, anything else on the schedule? Well, it's a bit open-ended yet, but that's kind of generally. I want to go back then on the next area of the budget, next area on the agenda, to talk about the budget. And last week, got an excellent presentation, and I remember Representative Lannon encouraged members to hang on to these with your life, I think was the quote, this thing right here. And this and a couple other publications, these would be very, very important to hang on to. And I just wanted to refer to page 4 if you have it. If you don't have it, that's fine. But one thing that's interesting is the historical perspective that Michelle laid out. And that is, you know, back in 00 and 01, it was a property tax agent credits were about 13% of the budget. And today, they're roughly going to be, you know, about 9% of the budget. And people could say, well, boy, that's a less commitment in property tax aids and credits. And if you kind of look at the numbers, they haven't changed much. So I suppose it would be a loss in comparison to inflation. But what I think is the key here is that you're competing with other priorities. And the fact of the matter is, since 2001, education, especially health care, have become big parts of the budget. I mean, especially health care is getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know if any of us, maybe some of us, would say that property taxes are more important than education and health care, but if you did, that'd be, you know, there'd be a lot of debate to that. So I think what that says to all of us as we look at this, and it's going to be a big part of what we do this year, is as we look at the dollars we have to spend in property tax relief and aids with all the other competing priorities, especially education and health care, that we really have to focus and target that relief. And I think that's going to be a big charge, which means we have to look at, as we go through that entire budget, what are the areas that we really want to focus on. And when you get to a mix of whether or not it's refunds or aids or credits, what should be that mix? And just for an example, back in 06, if you just took property tax refunds with property tax aids, which is local government aid and county program aid, the refunds, if you just took those two, the refunds represented about 33% of that mix. It was about 1-2. And now it's about 39% of refunds. So you're seeing refunds go up as a percent of the mix. And that's going to lead to something else that Dietrich is going to guide up, is what do we want to see as far as that? When we look at a type of a property tax system, we really don't debate those type of things, or we haven't to this point. And some people are going to feel very strongly that direct refunds to residents are the way to go to provide property tax relief, and others are going to say, well, I think you need a better mix of local government aid, county program aid, so forth. And so part of what we're going to be doing as we lay out these working groups is look at some of those type of things, and we can actually start debating that as we look at all those things. I wanted to bring up one other part just from last week, is that one of the things you notice when you look on page 4 is there is this kind of up and down, a little bit of a yo-yo on the funding. And I think when you look at that state and local relationship, probably the biggest concern that cities and counties would have is this kind of unpredictable revenue source of up and down. And I think sometimes it's not even so much what the level of the aid is, but just the fact that it's so unpredictable. And I do think that the unpredictability leads a great part to higher levies. Because even if you're a homeowner and you don't know for sure what, I mean, you might try to get as much as you can at this point, not knowing what the future might bring. And so I think one of also the keys we need to look at is how do we, not even looking at the level of what the aid might be, but how do we create more predictability? And maybe that's not even possible because you come back every 2 years and you have different budgets. So I just, any thoughts on just that before we kind of move on, but anything from last week? This probably isn't going to be a very long meeting today, quite honestly. So, but anything, yes, Representative Loeffler.
Well, just, I mean, as we look at that sort of unpredictability, and I do think for our city council members and our county commissioners and mayors, I mean, that is a major problem. As well as for the taxpayers who can never really count on, you know, what are the library hours going to be from year to year, or the park hours or whatever. But I think we have to look a little to it, like what services really go up and down with the economy along with the state budget. You know, we're dealing with a deficit because the economy is depressed, but, you know, certain services go up in terms of demand in a bad economy and actually get reduced in a good economy. Some things are flat. I mean, they're just, you know, fall in the snow. It's more about the weather, and we can't, that never seems correlated with the economy. It's just always seems colder than I want in the winter. But, you know, I think we need to look at some of those kind of things, too. What kind of services need to be on really stable, reliable sort of service funding, and what can we do to help deal with those kind of up and down trends, not just in our revenues, but also in the demand for services.
You know, Representative Loeffler, I think you make a great point. I mean, typically, when we have surpluses and things are going well, we tend to always think of increasing spending in areas, and actually, a lot of areas at that point, they have a decrease in caseload or whatever and may not need the increase at that point versus when it actually goes down. And any other comments on just stability or predictability or anything from last week? Any other things before we... Representative Lamming and I talked, and between now and March, this month of February, is a great time to talk with staff, talk with other members about various areas of the budget. And in fact, if you have real concerns, like you say, you know, we'd like to really dig into a certain part of that, there's no reason we can't have a meeting and look at two or three of these specific budget areas and really dig into them again, spend a half hour with each one. So I would encourage you to do that. So, we may not have a lot more organized unless we get a number of members who really want to talk about a couple areas and we can really dig into those. But other than that, just please use the valuable expertise of our staff and members who You know, if there's an agricultural issue, you know, Representative Conan, or a border city issue, Representative Lanning, or a suburban issue, you know, Representative Scott or Dietrich, or, you know, central city Representative Loeffler and that type of thing, just don't hesitate, because once we get into March, things will start to move and we set priorities, and there's just a lot to that. And I don't, Representative Lanning, anything, we talked a little bit about the budget yesterday, anything you kind of would like to inform members of or ask them to do? Or
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this should prove to be a good exercise for us to have these three different subcommittees taking a closer look at some of these things that hopefully will help us better understand our system and how we might modify the way we do things to improve our effectiveness and efficiency and relationship with local governments. So I think this will be a good exercise, and look forward to working with all of you in that process.
Very good. Well, thank you. Anything else before we leave then this tax area from the budget area and then move into the next area? All right. Very good. The last area on the budget, or on the agenda, I keep calling it the budget today, is this Property Tax Division Working Group. Now, I just want to give you a little bit of background as why we're going to where we're going. Of course, the heavy lifting this year is going to be trying to find ways to balance the budget. I do think as we do that, it's very important, as I've mentioned earlier, that somehow we make sure that we provide increased value to property taxpayers and taxpayers around the state as we do this. And that we make sure that, you know, that property taxes may be going up, how do we also give that person a higher value? And so the key is going to be not only value, but how do we provide a quality of life? And when we talk about quality of life, how do we know what that is? Let's just take one area, for example, public safety, which everyone talks about public safety and arguably probably one of the most important services we provide. But how do we know what level of public safety we are providing the residents? And if we really don't know, how in the world can we set priorities and budget to deal with public safety? And that just isn't for local units of government, but that is also as a state. I mean, we have a huge impact on public safety, not only through dollars that we send off to our local units of government, but those very same people that our cities and townships and counties and school districts represent, we also represent. So we have a huge stake in all of that. And so we might say, looking at public safety, do we measure the effectiveness of public safety by the number of, or the amount of local government aid or county program aid we send out? The more we send out, we should have safer communities. Or do we measure it by looking at the number of squad cars they have, or the number of police officers the city has? Or do we look at it by asking residents what they think, how safe they feel? And without asking those questions, we really don't know what is working or what is not working. And if we don't know what is working, there's no way we can either reward that or replicate that. And if we don't know what isn't working, we don't know how to correct that. And so if we can answer those questions, I think that's the way in which you increase value to taxpayers. And that's what this is all going to be all about. On the statewide level, as policymakers, we may have in our minds what type of a property tax system we want. You know, what do we want the suits index to be? You know, how regressive, how progressive? How about a price of government? What might we look at? You know, property taxes should be about this level of price of government. How about the accuracy of our assessors, you know, to get between that 90 or 105%? The participation rate of our property tax refund program. What type of mix do we want between the three-legged stool? What's acceptable increase in levy plus aid in a year? And, I mean, we may have all thoughts on all of that, but right now we don't have anything benchmarks to really look at. And so if you would, that brings us back here that if we have something to base all of that on, I think we can get to accountability, efficiency, and increasing value. So let's just go over this real quickly. There's three main areas that we're going to be looking at on these working groups. The first one will deal with state property tax system benchmarks and critical indicators.
And I have asked Representative Dietrich to chair that, and I feel very comfortable with that. I've never seen anyone really get into the issues and show the energy like she has in the past. And I know a few years ago I gave you an area working with property tax refunds and all that and so forth, and and you always are consistent with good policy, and that's really, really important. So I think we have the right person there. And so she's going to be chairing that. Catherine Schill has agreed to be the point staff person. And the goal of this working group will be to provide state policymakers with the tools to create a more accountable and efficient property tax system. Quite general. It gives you the leeway to mold things together. And what I would like everyone to do right now under that part, and I'll do a new one, but I didn't have this next, is Representative Dietrich, when are you looking at meeting? Have you kind of set time aside?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I haven't set time aside. I did look at my calendar, though, just to see which time slots I did have open, and obviously Monday mornings, Tuesday and Thursdays between noon and 2:30, and then Friday mornings or any day Monday through Thursday after 4:30.
Okay. What I would like you to do is before the end of today or early tomorrow, if you could set up your first meeting,
sure,
at least set the date for that, and then look at something that would be kind of consistent. And then what I will do is update this and get this out tomorrow on kind of when would be the kind of general time.
Okay.
Representative
Dietrich. Do we have members of the work groups yet?
Representative Dietrich, no, I was going to explain that a little bit later.
Okay.
How that
so
will
I
work.
I should be checking in with anybody else's schedule at this point.
I'll kind of
accommodate my own.
I will, you're right. I'll explain the process a little bit later. Right. Just right now, that's correct. That is correct. And that's something maybe we can talk about, how we want to do that. I'm just afraid that there's no way you're going to be able to put schedules together to, because everyone's already locked in. So it's got to kind of come around, and folks can go more when they meet. They can make it when they can, and not. But we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
The second working group is Local Government Performance Measurement and Improvement Program. And, again, that's going to look at a system of goals and objectives and critical indicators. And it could be, for example, it can be as broad as a goal to provide a safe living environment for a community, all the way to being more detailed as to respond within 5 minutes of receiving emergency calls 80% of the time. Or it could deal with critical indicators. You want to look at if your goal is to promote housing, community, and economic development, population would be a key, new housing starts would be a key indicator. If another goal is to maintain the city's financial integrity, an indicator might be your bond rating, your cash reserves as percent of a general fund expenditures. There's a number of ways you can go. And the nice thing about all of this is that there are many cities and counties and local units of government already doing these things, and we're going to plug into the expertise that they have already done. So that's going to be the gist of this committee. And here are the time, this will be the time slot that this working group will meet. And it'll be on Thursdays from 1 to 2. Thursdays from 1 to 2. The third area of working group, local government decision-making flexibility and mandate reduction, the goal is going to be to empower local decision-making and flexibility in local budgets. We know that cuts are coming. We also know that cities and counties and townships and everyone needs a little extra flexibility. And I don't think we could have a better person chairing this working group than Representative Lanning. Representative Lanning, when he was the mayor of Moorhead, and I was his next door neighbor, so to speak, he was a champion for looking at mandate reform. I mean, I've heard you many times talk about how we need to look at trying to eliminate unfunded mandates. And with his knowledge of city government and his experience of how it works and all the nuances,
if anyone can kind of get to this, it's going to be Representative Lanning. So I feel very, very good about that and appreciate that you take this on. And Representative, have you determined your meeting date?
Yeah.
Third time, I should say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And having been interested, as you indicated, in mandates and unfunded mandates for a long time, frankly, I don't think the climate's ever been better for some major reform. So I see this as an opportunity for us to pull together ideas from people who, anyone who has them, local units of government and members, colleagues of ours. And so I look forward to working on this. And our first meeting, and will depend on who, what the schedule is for those who are interested in working with us, will be Tuesday at 4:30.
Tuesday at 4:30. Very good. Thank you very much, Representative Lanning. Here is my vision of how I'd like to see this work, and here's the charge of each of the working groups. Is to research their area, work with all the appropriate groups and individuals, and then actually develop the bill. So each of these three areas will have a bill. Now, the deadline is February 26th, and the reason for that is I think all of these would need to go to local government, I believe. So there may be at least one stop for sure before they would head to this division. And so that would give you a little more time. So if all possible, February 26th. In March, we will reserve an entire hearing to hear each of the three bills. So at that time, and I know many of the groups are already going to be involved with this, but it's time that this will be laid out even further, and we will give the whole hour and a half to each one of these bills. The chairs will put out a notice, will advertise these meetings, and rather than appointing members to each of these three groups, because, again, finding time is always the problem. What I'm asking is, as the chairs send this information out, and I know, like, Representative Wapler was interested in at least two of the areas that she'd really like to get involved in. And so, members, I would encourage you to attend any or all of these meetings. And so, but I think, and, you know, for example, Representative Lanning, if there's happens to be three or four that really want to work with you and somehow their time doesn't work, you can certainly jostle that around, but I think we're going to have to sit with the chairs and the staff and hopefully kind of work around that. So hopefully, members, you can make some of these meetings or provide input on that. Don't hesitate to talk to the chairs about what's going on. If you can't make a meeting, if you have input and so forth, and you know, as chairs, we can keep members informed of what's going on as we pursue that. Any questions on any of that? Representative Dietrich.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I pick a time slot here, if members who have an interest in attending this work session would just send me a slip of paper as to which time slots they have available, I would at least, it would just give me something to base my decision on.
Very good. Anything else on the direction here? Chair Lincheski, we're pretty much done for today. Is there any comments from the chair? You were not here. It sounds like we're doing... Does the chair know this already? Or is it, okay. That the property tax overdue is going to be done in tax committee on Monday at 2:45. And Representative Detmer and Scott have been informed of this, so that's what we're looking at tentatively, if that's all right with you, Madam Chair. Okay. Any other, anything else you want for the good of the order?
I'll just add in that I hope that the tax committee is going to give up a bunch of committee hearing time to the property tax division again, like the last 2 years, as you get ready to put your bill together. I just think you'll need more time, so tax will probably cancel some meetings and hope that you can take the slots. And I know that'll create work for the staff, thinking through everyone's calendars again, but I think it worked for those who served on it last time. It worked pretty well to have Representative Marquardt have more time slots than he has now.
Representative Lincheski, thank you so much. It did really work well last time. I just appreciate all your help with the division. Really, really do. Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, it looks like we'll be looking at the governor's budget next time. And until then, have a good week. We're adjourned.